Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the one we've all been waiting for. It's good night, freaking Irene!
Let's get ready to rumble!
Time! And those had enough people, the fire truck out!
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the number one combat sports podcast in the world, the Fight Chase Muay Thai and MMA podcast. I am your host, Kelly Green from Fight Chase. Along with your co-host, Kurt Brooks from Carson Kickboxing. Let's go. Today, we are going to look back at the podcast starting in 2019 up until today, and we're going to go over our best podcast, what we liked the most, what things happened that we weren't expecting. And we will talk about some of the upcoming guests that we have on. So let's get right into it. Kurt, how you been?
Good, good. Just getting over all these new people coming in for, you know, the new year, new me type thing.
As long as they stay. Get them into that 3-year locked-in contract like the good
thing. Yeah, and make sure that, you know, if they break that contract, they got to pay, you know,
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
So we've been
college.
If people haven't listened, I mean, we have an episode that kind of introduces ourselves, like where we're, our backgrounds, how we started and things like that. But as far as why we even made the podcast, I mean, it was just, I was still in Thailand and we were just trying to figure out something new to do. And podcasts seem to be, you know, we both have interest in combat sports and watching fights and training and teaching and all this stuff. And I never, honestly, I don't know how you feel about it, but I never thought that we would be able to reach as many people as we did as far as guests and then, you know, transferring into listeners. I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how to reach out to people. You know, like, I'm like, who are we going to have? You know, I figured, let's just see what happens. And if you look back at the catalog that we have right now, I mean, it's pretty good. When I refer people to the podcast, they like tell me, you know, oh, wow, you've had this fighter and that fighter and this guy on. I'm like, yeah, actually, we did. You know, you kind of, I'm impressed by it. I don't know how you feel. I feel like we've done pretty well.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I'm surprised at how many people actually listen to us on our podcast.
Yeah,
all the people that come up to me and, you know, tell us, you know, how good we're doing on this podcast, how interesting it is. And then, yeah, just like you're saying, all the guests that we've had on here, it's been really cool that people have been so receptive and, you know, willing to come on the podcast and tell their stories. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and I think I like the way that we kind of approached it. And like, you know, at first we didn't know what we were going to do, and we did a couple fight reviews, and then, you know, we kind of agreed that the longevity of a fight review is, you know, it's very short-lived. Who wants to look back at a fight of two guys talking about a fight that happened, you know, a year ago, when there's literally fights every week, multiple fights a week? So it's kind of like we steered away from that. There's other podcasts that do that on a very regular basis, and they do a good job. And we started to focus on more of combat sports as a whole and the people in it, which, I mean, I love listening to some of the, like, the Joe Rogan guys and things like that, and some of the other podcasts. But I feel like most of them, like, if we say that we're MMA or combat sports or Muay Thai, that when another podcast has it, they just focus on that aspect of the person. You know, like, if they have a fighter on, what's your fights, who you want to fight, you know, your best fight, your worst fight. And I think that we go into more of, like, who the person is. You know, a little more where they started, a little more background. So people can be have a vested interest when the next time they see these people fight or they see these people coach and they go, oh, well, that was that coach. That was that fighter that, you know, I heard about that started in Kung Fu, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and, you know, it's cool, too, just to find out why, you know, these guys start fighting in the first place. Like, what? Why are they doing this? Like, what keeps them doing this? I feel like we uncover a lot of those answers to those questions. And, you know, it's just really cool from my perspective because there's a lot of, you know, thoughts and feelings that I've had that I haven't really, you know, been open and talked to people about. But then you see these other high-level fighters and different guys that come on and you're like, oh, they're the same as me. They you know, they feel the same things. They, you know, kind of think in a similar way. It's pretty cool.
And that's what I think, because I think we humanize these people that we see on big stages. Someone like Kevin Ross, who I never thought we would, in my person, I never thought I'd be talking to him. I never really thought that I had a reason other than being like, you know, a fan of his to talk to him. People like Khalil, who, yeah, we both have, you know, a friendship with, but as far as like, if you don't know him, you know, on that level, you see him and you're like, man, that's a UFC fighter that, you know, has a good wave behind him. He's been on Joe Rogan. He's done these things and, you know, you see him all over now. So it's like we give you an insight into those who those people are on a different level just by our approach to questioning these people. People like Dave LaDuke, who even if you listen back to that episode, previous to that episode, I used to follow Dave. I reached out to Dave way before we ever had this, years ago, maybe 2015. And I wanted to train with him. And then I saw his antics on social media and I stopped following him. I was like, this guy's a dick. Like, I don't like negativity. But when we started doing this, I was like, let's have Dave on because I want to see if he's really that much of a dick. Because he never was when I had any communication with him. And then for him to come on and be like, you know, I'm playing my part. I'm entertaining. I'm like, oh, he admitted it. Like he openly admits that he knows what he's doing, which is, I can respect that, you know, like,
you know, that was really cool podcast that we had there with Dave when he was on, because what wound up happening is I had him at my gym for a seminar and, you know, my feelings towards Dave before I really knew who he was were the same as yours. I'm like, man, he's kind of a dick. Like, why is he calling out Boo a Cow? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? And to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of his. Not that I wasn't a big fan of his fighting. I just didn't like the character he was portraying. But, you know, when he came on and he kind of explained what he was doing, you know, and he's kind of positioning Litway where people, you know, they know about it. They know about it now because of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I met him in person and he came down to the gym, he's generally genuinely a really nice person. Like, everybody at my gym really liked him. He was super nice to everybody.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I'll share this story. One of the guys at my gym, he was there. He's real nice kid. Always smiling, always upbeat. And, you know, kind of Dave picked up on that. And he had one of his World Lithway Championship jackets, which is only issued to the people that fight in the WLC. And he's like, you know what, man? He's like, you could have this. He's like,
oh, wow.
He's like, this is like one of the only ones that you'll ever see in the United States. And he gave it to him. And I was like, man, that was super nice. And that made that guy's like his entire week. He was
Yeah,
it was really cool.
That is really cool. I didn't know about that. And it just shows, like, that he is playing the heel, you know? He's playing that role, a Chael Sonnen-type role. And like when we talked to Cyrus and Cyrus Washington, when we did his episode, and Cyrus and Dave have bad blood, and they've fought and things like that. But you know, and I told Cyrus, I'm like, he was cool with us. I don't know what happens behind the scenes, but again, if you're going to openly admit to us, to the people that'll look into it, that, hey, I'm playing my part, you know, and I'm doing it on social media. So the people that only skim the surface, that's what they get. And that's why it's cool. Like, we have this podcast and we're able to talk with them. You know, we have 2 hours with Dave, and that's what this whole episode will be about. Just go back and listen, you know, kind of give you an insight into some of these episodes that we have. We have Dave LeDuc, who's a world lightweight champion, who's causing controversy all over combat sports. He calls out fighters from every facet of combat sports. You know, he's talking trash to Muay Thai fighters, to kickboxers, to MMA fighters. He's at UFC events. I mean, the guy is really doing what he's doing, but you have to give him credit for putting, you know, Litway on the map on a grand scale. And he does go back and he does help the people of Myanmar too. So, you know, it's a game, you know. Not many fighters are willing to put on a different persona. You know, they're very professional, very respectful. But if you go back and you look like a Chael Sonnen, who's going to be the bad guy, he got title shots that people are like, he never should have had those shots by talking himself into them.
You know, since we're on this topic, I found it extremely interesting the approach that Conor McGregor took in his last fight with Cowboy as far as the marketing and the lead up to that fight. He's so smart in what he does, because he was playing a character, like, you know, kind of how we're talking, like how Dave does. But then he realized that people were getting sick of that character. So he just came out and was super respectful, super humble. And now everybody loves him again.
Now that you pointed that out, right? Excuse me. So when I didn't even watch the fight. I watched some of the lead up and stuff. And I watched the face off. And it was a typical Conor face-off where he's mean mugging him. And then when they broke and he shook hands and he bowed to him, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, all right. And then, you know, he was, like, hugging Cowboy's grandmother and stuff like that. I was like, I could get behind him again, because I liked him as a fighter before he came to the UFC. But then when he came to the UFC, he was just an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He revolutionized the pay for the sport. You know, we've talked about it on a few podcasts of – like, just look at boxing and, you know, ask 10 people when next time you go to the gym, ask 10 people, like, who their favorite boxer is. They're going to say, like, Tyson or something, some guy that's not relevant right now, that's not making $100 million a fight. But if you ask them, like, who their favorite MMA fighter is, they could probably, you know, 10 people might list off 10 different fighters. So it's like boxing is almost obscure to most people, but they make so much money. And Conor was able to come in and kind of at least go, hey, we're not going to even fight, because you don't have a fight without us unless you pay us millions of dollars. You know, and now you got fighters getting $7 million a fight. Obviously, you know, the elite level, but it at least cracked the surface, where before you're like looking at these payouts and you're like, oh, $200,000, which is great money, but that you're the elite level of the sport. You know,
I mean, you look at the NBA or the NFL, like, they would laugh.
Yeah, bench warmers, you know, that, or practice squad guys are guaranteed like $500,000 a year or something like that. I don't know the exact numbers, but
yeah, I don't know. I don't follow other sports too much,
but I mean, in general, you know,
what the top UFC fighters do.
And a UFC fighter has to train, you know, just the same. They don't have an off season, so it's just one of those things that you got to give credit to somebody like Conor and Dave. I mean, not the same scale, but the same type of mindset, you know. They're going to create a buzz, and they're going to do what they're going to do. Definitely, if you have not listened to the Dave LeDuc interview, it is nothing like the Joe Rogan interview. It's nothing like I've heard on any of the other podcasts. Although, I did hear a little snippet of a podcast that he did, and he uses a lot of the exact same terminology when he explains things that are kind of the go-to questions for him.
Like,
when somebody does ask those same 10 questions from every interview, and he was talking about a bird. Do you remember when he told us about
The scared bird in
yes.
regards?
Yeah. So like if it's a scared bird and you try to pick it up, it's gonna bite you. He did use that. So I'm like, okay, so when somebody does ask you something, you know, he has his laid out and they're good analogies. Like I appreciated it. It's colorful. So
you see that a lot with people that just do a lot of interviews. It's just easier to like have some shit that you're already gonna say, you know what I mean?
And that's exactly why when I come up with questions, we have questions. If anybody's listened to any of our episodes near the end, you and I have specific questions that we ask everybody that are not in line with what you hear from a normal interview. Mine are fucking out the window, and yours are more like very in tune to almost like, what is it, the psyche of what we're doing, you know, more of mindset type things. So it's like
just why they're fighting, you know, like how they deal with emotion, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'll get insights, personal insights from all of the interviews that we've done, you know, and I don't really like to call them interviews. We kind of just, because when I get on before most of the interviews or the episodes that we have, people don't know, but when we come on, we talk to the person we're going to talk to for about 5 minutes before we start recording. And all I tell them, I say like, look, we're not Aero Hawani. We have no agenda. You can promote anything you want. There's no taboo. And that's, we've kind of, there's one episode that we'll talk about that we've kind of overstepped our boundaries. We didn't, the actual guest did. And we've had to retract the whole episode. So that's one that you can't go back and look at. But
that one.
But I mean, so we have no agenda. We get these people on and we're like, I understand that you go through all these things and you have to listen and you have to repeat the same type of questions. So whatever it is that you want to put out there, you're free to put it out there with us. You know, we have guides of trying to keep the conversations going. But other than that, I don't really like, unless it's somebody that I'm like, hey, I really want to know about this, you know. But other than that, we just try and like have a good time. So as far as an interview.
You know... What was that, Kelly?
As far as like an interview, there I don't really have an end game. Like I'm not like, tell us, let's keep talking to him, and then he'll talk about his new movie. You know, it's not bad.
And you know, one thing, because what we were just talking about, because a lot of the guys that we have on here have done other podcasts, and quite a few of them have been on Joe Rogan before, and it's kind of cool having guys on that have been on Joe Rogan before. But I think what's interesting is like, because what happens, and I know I do this personally myself, like if I see, and this was prior to our podcast, but if I would see like, say, Kevin Ross on a podcast, but I had already listened to him on Joe Rogan, I'd be like, nah, I'm not gonna listen to that podcast because I already know what he's going to say.
Yeah,
but I can guarantee you that all of the guys that we've interviewed on our podcast, if you listen to our podcast, they talk about things that are completely different than what they talk about on Joe Rogan's podcast. And some of it's like pretty shocking. If you've never heard it, you're like, whoa, I did not know that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I think that we get people to open up. We ask somewhat questions. And I think, and I'm totally not saying, because there's many, many people out there that have more fight experience, more training experience, whatever, than us. There's more people that have started podcasts that are professional fighters. So, but I think that we have a good grasp of what we're talking about as far as combat sports to be able to ask different questions from experts as far as trainers and fighters and coaches to get more information. Do you know what I mean? Like, if there's something that I want to know and it's about Litway, I'm not asking George Hickman from Tiger Muay Thai. So I try and figure out exactly what I want to know and find the person that can answer those questions the best. Like when I hear of a new That's why I wanted Dave on from Litway. That's why I wanted Kevin on, Kevin Ross on from Muay Thai. I figured Kevin Ross would be a great ambassador for Muay Thai. And it's not that we don't have access to many, many legendary Muay Thai fighters, but the translation, you know, from Thai to English, unfortunately, will make not a super interesting listen. You know, broken English and things like that, it just makes it hard and less entertaining for people to listen to. So we go and we find these people that I think will give us the best view on certain questions or aspects of fighting or training or diet or mental, whatever it is, and we go with that. And then we have people that I never even knew that we would talk to, because we'll have one person on and they'll go, you should talk to this person, he's a friend of mine, or you should talk to this person. Or Dave LeDuc calls out Cyrus Washington and I'm like, we should talk to Cyrus Washington, you know. And Cyrus Washington was a world lightweight champion before Dave in Myanmar. So, you know, there's, it just kind of leads down this path that gives us access to other people. And when we had Alex from, he's a federal law enforcement officer on, I trained with Alex, I've trained Alex, and it was kind of like, in my mind, I want to see somebody else that uses this real world, that uses the training that we all think is going to be self-defense. And he literally goes out every day and he assists executing high-risk warrants. So he's going against the baddest of the bad guys on a daily basis, but he trains martial arts. So I wanted to get a different point of view, not a fighter, not a professional athlete, but a guy that actually is using this just as much as a fighter or professional athlete, and see where his mindset was from. So let's go. I kind of wanted to see what your points of view are. So if you look through the list of episodes that we have,
mm-hmm.
pick out three in okay. no specific order, because I don't think that I can go, this guy is my favorite or this is my favorite. Three mm-hmm. of your favorite, and kind of tell me what episodes those are and why they really like clicked with you.
Oh, man, this is pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I really, like, right off the top of my head, I got to go with the Kevin Ross episode. Because Kevin Ross is just a super interesting guy. And he's just so insightful. So I would say Kevin Ross. And then I would go, this is hard because I could choose so many, but yeah. I'm going to say, Robert from McDojo Life, because Robert, I mean, if you follow that McDojo Life on his Instagram or his Facebook, like you don't really get too much insight into how intelligent this guy actually is. Like Robert's a real smart guy and he's real interesting to talk to. And then my final one, I'm going to go with the sleeper, and I'm going to go with Kane Marzola, our buddy from Juan Fight Team, because I feel like he's kind of like a sleeper episode, because he's not as big a name as some of the other guys that we have on there. But, man, his story, you know, about being a Marine and overcoming PTSD and, you know, becoming a championship amateur fighter is just really inspirational. It's a really great story.
I agree totally. And you know what's awesome about what you just said is the reason that I wanted to do this recap is because I want people to kind of get like interested in going back, and or if they even hadn't gone back, if they haven't listened yet, and to look back at some of our older episodes. And when you just mentioned Kane, I was like, man, that was a fucking awesome story. Like his, and I mean, it's not a story. It's like him telling us what he's been through, but it's so, like, it blows you away. I mean, Kane was an active Marine, and he went through the shit. Like, he went through the worst of the worst. He tells one story about standing next to a friend of his as his friend gets killed, and what it did to him mentally. And then he goes and tells about spiritual journeys, like. that episode, like, I really did it when I was looking back through the episodes. I'm kind of like, yeah, this is good. This is good. I mean, they're all have their key points, but yeah, that one, once you mentioned the name, it kind of, it refreshes what it was about. And it was actually a super interesting story. So for me, I would have to start with, I'll give you like, just like you did, the two, definitely Kevin Ross. Kevin Ross, I've been a fan of his because I kind of, the way that a lot of us become fans of someone is kind of like we can relate to them in one way or another, whether it's your upbringing, whether it's your style, whether it's the fighting style, whatever it is. But Kevin Ross, he was into punk rock, you know, things like that. He always had wild hair in the ring, and I kind of like, you kind of see that, and it's like, okay, I can kind of associate with that guy more than a traditional cleaner cut guy or even a traditional TIE fighter. So like, I always was interested in him, and then I did listen to him on Joe Rogan, and that was like, I was like, oh, he's actually a very interesting person. But then when we had him on, I saw how much of a positive person he is. Like, everything he says, man, is so positive, and all of the stuff that he does is super positive. And that's what I like. That's what I like to put out. You know, you put out positive vibes. So Kevin Ross is definitely one of my three. And then I'll have to go with our first Khalil episode, which was great. And it was, I think it was really cool because it's a side of Khalil that people don't see. If you don't know Khalil Roundtree, he's obviously a UFC fighter, but he's also a very unique person. If you look at his Instagram, stuff like that, he's all over the world. He's doing all these things. But as a person, he's just a very down-to-earth, humble person. Not crazy outgoing. He's not seen all over like when you hang out. So like to be able to show people talk about different things that him and I were doing in Thailand and stuff like that and different adventures that we were going on and people to kind of get a different view because we did with him that episode not too long after the Joe Rogan interview that kind of blew up. And he was like, I think that was a really good insight into the opposite of what a Joe Rogan interview is. And I'm 100,000,000% not taking anything away from Joe Rogan. He's amazing at what he does, but he does it on a daily basis. So there's only so much like he really can personally know about people. You know what I mean? Like he has the top layer questions, and then he typically gets to like maybe the second layer with people. Like he goes a little more in depth than a typical fighter interview because they were talking about spiritual things and stuff like that. But with like Khalil, I think because we have personal relationships with him and because I had just spent so much time with him in Thailand, it was a totally different aspect that you're not really going to find anywhere else. So Kevin Ross, the first Khalil, and we have two Khalil episodes. So go back and listen to July 1st is the first Khalil episode. And then the Kevin one was August 19th. And my sleeper would be, let's see here, looking back through, I would say Owen from Fight Lab.
It's a really cool guy to talk to.
It was really cool because it was just like a different point of view. Who else other than there's one guy that makes the rounds because he's a big personality, but Fight Lab is a smaller brand, but it's pretty big in Thailand because it's not a Thai brand. I mean, it is and it isn't. The owner is not from Thailand, but he lives in Thailand. His family's all in Thailand. He's built his business in Thailand. But he was really interesting to talk to get that aspect to kind of, he's been based, across the street, literally like, you know, across a two lane street, maybe one lane street. It's a Thai street from Tiger Muay Thai since the beginning. So that was a cool, insight into him, his brand, you know, the evolution of the soy that Tiger and Phuket Top Team, so many other gyms are on now. So I think my sleeper episode would be Owen Barrett from Fight Lab. And that was on November 20th. So you got to go look at that. And now again, So with those three, what would be your like an honorable mention that you would be like, yeah, but you should check this out?
Out of the ones that we didn't mention?
Yeah.
Let me see. It's kind of hard too, because I always like to pick the ones that, you know, we had guests on.
Right.
But I, you know, kind of trying to look from an outside perspective, like I know we got a lot of good feedback on a few of the episodes that we did, like our tips for your first trip to Thailand. I know that was like a lot of people liked that one. What to look for in a coach. I know that one was a really good one. I'm going to lean towards the tips for your first trip to Thailand, because I have so many students at my gym that want to go to Thailand, and I like to kind of refer them back to this episode, you know, when they ask me, because we have so many tips in that one episode, you know, and it's like, if you haven't been there before, there's like so many, yeah, just so many little things that you got to know to make your trip, you know, smoother. Yeah. So, you know, and if anybody's like really into Muay Thai and, you know, that's their passion and what they want to do, it's like, you got to figure out how to get over to Thailand, because it's something else.
And I think that we broke that down. Right from the beginning, I tried to break it down, like, from no bullshit, from having nothing. Like, you have just enough money to get there, and here's the blueprint of how to get your passport, how to, you know, not necessarily the step-by-step of the filling out the application, but go get your passport picture, go get your passport, book a ticket, don't worry about a visa. Like, we lay it out as clean as I think possibly you can. And on that note, I had a message that I had sent to you, and it's a guy from Australia, and is like, "Good day, fellas." And when I read that, I kind of laughed, because when you're in Thailand, and you know, we both experienced it, I don't mean how many millions of times, and you walk past a suit store, and there's usually Indian fellows in there that are, they'll make tailored suits for you, and they always go, good day, mate, to us, because we're white, and I don't know that we look Australian, but that's the general people around there, and so they always go, good day, mate. I'm like, I'm not Australian, but anyway, so
it's funny, because those guys at the tailor shop, they try to like change their greeting based on who they think you are.
Oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
It's so funny.
And then I don't remember what. Oh, and then if you tell them you're from America, they go, "Hey, brother."
Oh, so, yeah, that's right. Yeah, hey, brother. Like, so, do we just like, is that what America's known for? That's what we do. We're just like Hulk Hogan. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. You want to buy a suit? And then I'm like, and then you tell them no, and they're like, "How about a leather jacket?" I'm like,
yeah, or maybe they could do a sleeveless suit.
I'm like, do you know it's 98 degrees? Where am I taking a leather jacket?
Yeah, yeah.
So. All right, good day, fellas. I'm writing from Adelaide, Australia. I came across your podcast today and been listening for hours. And then he sent me a message asking, you know, if IG was the best way to reach out to me. And so he sent me an email, basically, with that. He needed a couple tips. He had already been listening to the podcast, and he was trying to set up some training. He has 5 days in Thailand. And he wanted to train with some legends. And he had seen that I trained with Sagat and Samart, and I had trained at Yakao. So he sent me a message, and he's like, "Hey, I am going by myself. It was something, family vacation going somewhere. And I don't know the technicalities of it, but his wife and kids were going to be not in country with him, and he would be there for 5 days, but he wanted to get as much like training in as possible." So I was like, "Here's my blueprint." You know, obviously he'd already been to, yeah, he went to Thailand at one point. So he already knew how to go, but this is kind of along the same lines as the information that we have, that we put out in Instagram, in the podcast and things like that, of he wanted to know which gyms he could train at. Like, where would I go? And he had expressed interest in training with Sagat and Sumart. He had 5 days. I said, okay. Well, for me, I said, here's how you train with Sumart. Here's how you train with Sagat. And I gave him as much information as how to get a hold of them. I also referred him to Sylvie. She's who helped me get hold of Sagat. And I told him, you know, I would train at Yakao. So you got 3 days of personal trainings. To train at Yakao, at any given time, there's Manichai, Singdom, Sanchai, Liam's Harris Solomon over there sometimes when he's got fights coming up. They have many new fighters coming up. So, like, you could walk into this small gym and it's packed full of killers. So I was like, all right, go over there, train with one of those, even train with Jack, who trains Sanchai, Singdom's brother. Go train with them. So there's 3 days. I can't remember where else I suggest. Oh, and Petendie. I was like, I can go over to Petendie. They have a House of Champions, you know, and it's a good facility. And then if you on your fifth day, if you wanted to just randomly choose like a different old school gym. So he's like, oh man, thanks for so much for the information. He sent me back another email about some other small details, but it was like, he sent me back another email that said, I've listened for 5 hours today to the podcast. And I was like, wow, like we have interesting enough information, because honestly, at the end of the day, it's me and you talking to somebody else. And I don't have an ego. I don't have a big head. I don't think people should listen to us. Like it's something that we do because I enjoy it. And, you know, selfishly enough, I found that it's a really cool way to talk to people that I appreciate in the sports. So it's like, all right, well, now I get to talk to Kevin Ross. You know, I feel somewhat important, and I can talk to this guy that I really had no other real basis to talk to, somebody like Kevin Ross or Cyrus Washington or many other people. So the information I was able to give him goes along the lines of what you were saying, our step-by-step guide, which should be an ebook. So if you plagiarize that podcast, we're coming for you. It's as crisp clear as that we could possibly get on a podcast to get you there. This gentleman listened to all these podcasts and he's like, oh man, it's great information. Thank you. And then I got a message last night from another guy asking me on Instagram about how to train with Sagat. So, I mean, this is just what we're trying to do is give out information, positive information. What I do with Fight Chase is I just want to inspire people to take a first step at going out and trying something. Go to Thailand. I don't care where you're going, but try something new. Go to your local gym. Go to Carson Kickboxing Club. Sign up for a class. You know, take a free class, try something new. You know, if you're interested in it, you think you're not good enough. And we have people that have, in my classes, I have pro fighters. I have stay-at-home moms. I have doctors. I have people that just really want to get in shape and have taken that initial step to go, it's time for me to get in shape. I mean, there's a whole... the whole range of human come in. You're all welcome. That's how I run my class. I'm 100% positive that's how you run your school. It's like, we just want to inspire people to get out and do these things. Like, and it's not like, I'm not trying to inspire you to go be a fighter. I'm not. If that's the path, my gosh, I hope that we could help you in some way by listening to some positive people like the Kevin Ross interview, who tells like how bad it was coming up, things that he suffered through. I mean, in the Kevin episode, he talks about just bringing his bag to fights and hoping to get a fight.
Oh yeah,
you know, he talks about that they didn't have fights, there wasn't enough fights, and so they would bring their bags, their gear, to be able to fight, and hopefully they could get matched up. And he's like, the weight classes were all over the place, and they were like, if you could just get a fight, we would just take a fight. So it's like, the biggest thing that you could take out of the podcast is just, we're just trying to put out positive information. And, you know, as far as entertaining, you know, we try to give the backgrounds of the people, but also entertain you while we're doing it. We ask dumb questions. We joke around. We talk, you know, we talk shit. It's fun, you know. So if you're, if we picked out, okay, so let's see. So you picked out one of ours as kind of like a, we have a lot of good ones too, though. Like aside from guests, which guests are amazing, but like we've talked many times as we kind of don't want people just to rely on guests. And I really thought that once we started adding guests, when we started this, that that was going to be the only thing that would be a hit, because people want to hear, you know, interesting people that they can associate with. But to my surprise, our episodes get more or at least as many as any of our guest episodes of listens. I would say one of our first episodes was in May of 2019, and it was just the differences of training Muay Thai in the U.S. versus training in Thailand. I think that was, it's in three parts just because we were trying to make it easy to listen to, but that one was pretty cool because it's just our experiences with the differences. Again, we're not high-level pro fighters, but I don't know that a high-level pro fighter needs the comparison. Like, they don't, you know what I mean? Like, they don't need us to tell them what the difference is. Where we gave our points of view, what you can expect, you know, what the real difference is. And I think that was a pretty good episode. But honestly, man, so that's, those are our picks. So if you're going to go back through, let's start. Let's see. Let's do that. What would be a listening order for what, if you had to pick out like a couple and you're like, hey, start with this episode, what would you say?
It's kind of hard because I would have to know what their objective was in listening.
But if we were trying just to get people to go, hey, what is this podcast about? Where do I start? Because obviously we go kind of not in any sort of order because we have guests and then we have things that you and I just are like, hey, we should put this out. We have a few episodes coming out that are interesting that there's no chronological order to any of it.
Well, I think actually the episode where we introduce ourselves would probably be a good starting point.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's where you really get to know who we are and what our backgrounds are. And then like, once you kind of know who we are, then you're like, oh, well, you know, they're not just like making stuff up as they go along. You know, they actually have an idea of what they're talking about. So I'd probably start, you know, people there be like, hey, check that one out. You know what I mean? But I feel like people need a hook in the beginning. Like they need something that they could really bite into that's going to get them excited. And maybe they wouldn't be too excited about that because, you know, we don't have a lot of hype behind us. So
yeah, we do.
We do now. But we didn't when we started. So like, I would say probably like start, you know, with like, I'll go back to Kevin Ross. I would start with the Kevin Ross episode and you kind of hear, you know, what we talk about and the types of questions that we ask him. And then, you know, he's very insightful. He puts, you know, he puts things together really well. He's just super interesting to listen to. So maybe I would go that route. I would do Kevin Ross first. And then after that, you could go and then be like, oh, who are these guys that are interviewing people? And then go check that out and then kind of go on from there. And then, you know, like say another route, you know what I mean? So if that's just like a general listener, that's what I would say. But if it was somebody like maybe they were like, I want to train in Thailand. I want to go to Thailand. I want to do this. We have several episodes that are really good on that topic that we, you know, that we talked about. And the ones that I would suggest there are ones we just said, training in Thailand versus the U.S., that multi-part episode. I would definitely suggest that. I would also suggest what to look for in a coach, because that one's a really good one to know, you know, when you're bouncing around gyms in Thailand. And then obviously the tips for your first trip to Thailand would also be, you know, a definite must. once you decided to make that commitment and jump over there.
Yeah, I agree. So I would definitely agree if it's just somebody that's, and I think that's how a lot of people have found us, is because the Kevin Ross episode is actually our most popular episode. To start there, it's a two-part episode, so make sure you listen to both parts. Probably listen to the first part first. Eh, whatever. it was in August 19th of 2019 was that episode. But yeah, that would definitely give you, like, it's a very colorful, insightful, super positive. Like, you'll go away from that episode feeling good and inspired, which is awesome. And then, yeah, definitely I would go over and look at the episode is called, it's labeled, Please Allow Us to Introduce Ourselves. And that's just us. That's just you and I talking, kind of giving our credentials as far as what we've done, how long we've been training, where we started, how many times have we gone to Thailand. We both trained jiu-jitsu. You're a black belt in jiu-jitsu, a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. We've both trained with MMA fighters, MMA legends, Wanderlei Silva, countless other fighters at One Fight Team in Las Vegas. So it gives you kind of like the whole deal of who we really are. It's pretty short. It's only, you know, an hour. But it's a good listen if you're interested in who we are. And if you're interested in going to Thailand, you're kind of going to want to know who we are. Just so, another thing that is not recorded that I tell pretty much every guest is we're not just the guys sitting on the couch eating snacks and, you know, asking fight questions. We trained, we coach, we've traveled. So we kind of have a base behind what we're asking. I don't ask crazy questions of things that I don't comprehend. let's see. So other than that, what are some other episodes that kind of stick out to you?
I don't know. I feel like we covered, you know, so many of these episodes. The one episode that I really liked hasn't even came out yet. The one that we did with Matt from Max Muay Thai, the announcer.
Yeah, Matt.
I really liked that episode. I think you were saying we'd come out with it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But man, that episode right there, so speaking of all the episodes about Thailand, he breaks it down so well, how they score Muay Thai over there. And you know, if you haven't been to Thailand and seen those stadium fights and you go and you watch them, like, it's kind of confusing if you don't understand. You're like, well, the guys were fighting really hard. They looked like they were going to kill each other. And then all of a sudden, they're in the fifth round and they're not doing anything. They're just dancing around each other. And you're like, what's going on here? And he really broke it down, like, why they're doing that and how the scoring system works, how the gambling system works, and all of that type of stuff was just a really great episode. Because, man, I'm really into Muay Thai. I watch Muay Thai fights all the time. And I never had that in-depth explanation of how it goes over there. Like, you know, I've asked Thai trainers before, and, you know, like, with the broken English, and I don't speak very good Thai, I didn't get that much, you know. And, you know, Matt speaks Thai, and he was just, able to break that down.
Yeah, I 100% agree. There's some great stuff coming out with it. It's Matt Lucas from, he's a commentator at Max Muay Thai. He's the social media manager for Fairtex in Thailand. He's also works with Nak Muay Legends clothing brand. It's a great episode. Like you said, he breaks down. And it's funny because that question came up because you and I sat at Rajadurm Stadium and we were like, what the hell are they doing? Like, we sat VIP at a stadium on our first trip to when I my first trip to Thailand, and we sat there watching, and I'm like, why have these guys stopped fighting? And I didn't get it. And many times I've been to all the stadiums now, and I've seen it, and I'm like, I still don't get it. Like, I kind of get it, but I don't get it. And then when he was able to be able to translate it over to us, like, this is exactly what's going on. I was like, oh, okay. And he breaks down the scoring, the betting. Like, it's a super, super interesting episode. And he has a lot more information. He has a lot of information on evaluating, or what? How would you say it? Knowing your self-worth if you're trying to be a fighter in Thailand. So you know if you're being set up, you know how much money you should be making, you know, like, you kind of get an idea of what's going on. Yeah, there's a ton of really good information with Matt in that episode. There's our episode also that we're coming out with is that I thought was really cool that we did is, you know, can you learn martial arts from videos, from YouTube? Videos is like a latest craze again. It's really weird is because remember, we have many people talk about buying VHS tapes back in the day to learn martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went through this big time where like you don't learn anything from a video. You have to go train. And then now we're back to where you have elite level guys like Danaher coming out with, you know, DVD sets. Obviously they're digital, but they're, you know, instructional videos again. And so now there's so many people that are like, I've learned mastering this and the Octopussy Guard or I don't know, whatever the latest fucking thing that's coming out, you know, and typically it's more jiu-jitsu that I see the instructional videos, but we talk about going on YouTube, looking up moves, and that's a cool discussion that we had, and it was you and I just talking about can you learn martial arts from watching video, from watching YouTube. And I think that was a cool episode. We have a controversial episode that we're not going to really discuss, but we've kind of shelved upon further review. It's going to come out one way or another. It's pretty interesting. It's actually a very interesting episode, but we just don't know the how would you put that? We don't know the...
I think what you're trying to say, I could be wrong, is we do know the legitimacy of the guy that was on the podcast, and we didn't know before he came on the podcast, and turns out he's not very truthful.
And another side of that, it's even we think, okay, so you and I think from what we can divulge that he is not very truthful. From the episode to us further looking into the person. Again, it's a super interesting episode. And then I've listened back to it and I'm like, we're not dealing with this bullshit. Like you and I are like, wait a minute. And so we also have, I'm going to be forwarding it over to Robert from McDojo Life before we release it to kind of get his intake, look at it. And because that's what he does is he kind of looks at people that make all these claims and looks into them and is like, yeah, they're legit or no, they're, you know, horseshit or whatever it is. So that episode it will come out, whether it comes out as like, yes, this guy was legit or is going to come out with a disclaimer, or we have a few other ideas of what we want to do. We may want to actually have two guests on at once as opposing views, but we're not sure, but that one will come out. So yeah, we have actually a few that are kind of still in the vault, being ready to release at specific times. Aside from that, we had our first female Muay Thai fighter on, Sambo from Australia. We're actually going to have her back on because even that, we had a female fighter on. Who's from Australia, went to Thailand, fought in Thailand, fought on the kind of the tourist circuit in Phuket. She was super funny. She's a super nice girl. And we got into some like drama that happens in the area. And we got into her side of the story of that. And so we're going to have her back on because escalated and turned into a whole bunch of other things after the fact of that one. She's back in Australia now, so we're going to have her back on for her second time on the podcast, Sampo.
Didn't she literally have rocks thrown at her?
So, yeah. So if you listen to the episode with Sampo, she talks about she was riding her bike, and I think, what'd she say? They were having a party at a specific gym, and they stopped or something, and the girls, the owner was yelling at her, some altercation that happened with her and a woman that kind of runs another gym in Phuket on the same soy that Tiger and everything's on. Sampo used to train at Tiger, or I'm sorry, at Phuket Top Team. No, she longer does. She moved gyms. So anyway, there's a bunch of things going on with that. But yes, so we're going to have her back on because after that altercation that happened, that she thought it was over, she was riding her motorbike down the street and physically had rocks thrown at her. Rocks, like something like little kids do, by a woman, and it cracked the back of her head where she had to get stitches, which is insane. But it also tells you like some of the different things that you don't know about that happen in Thailand. It's kind of almost, you'd think it's kind of like politics. It's not politics, but it's kind of like neighborhood politics that cause these things. So she's going to come back on, tell us what the ramifications of that story. Other than getting hit in the head with rocks, it worked out in the best for her. The problem was she actually had a fight. I think it was that coming week when she had to have the stitches. And Thailand is also different. It was on the back of her head. She was allowed to fight, and she won that fight. So so that was one of them. And she was, but she's super funny. She's super nice. It was really cool to have her on. If you look, like when I forwarded her the episode before we released it, and she said she listened to it with one of her friends, and she's like, I sounded so funny, sounded so stupid. We were laughing the whole time. So it's like a really lighthearted, it's very interesting. It's a different point of view. It's from a female from Australia. So it's a female tourist that comes to Thailand to train. She spends a year there. She fights multiple times in the stadiums, in the local stadiums there. And so it's a totally something that I can't experience, you know what I mean? So it was cool to have her on. And we had an infamous episode that if you missed it, you missed it. Too bad. I can't re-release it. And that's because of the government. And that's not a joke. And it's not our government. It's a foreign government that we can't re-release this episode that we had. But the episode was really interesting, so you shouldn't miss our episodes. It involved drug lords. It involved murder. It involved, what did he call it? Mercy killing.
Oh, yeah.
It involved depression. It involved multiple bus accidents. It involved gym corruption. I mean, you missed an episode. It was one of our first episodes with somebody that had reached out to me, and my goodness, I wish you could have listened to it, because I remember when we recorded it initially, it was one of our first recording episodes, and I was like, I would send you messages like, what the fuck did he just say? And it was like, it was so bizarre. And then people would back it up. Like other people have told me, like, yeah, that's happened. Oh, yeah, that happened. And I'm like, oh, my God. So if you missed that one, try not to miss any other ones. You're never going to hear it again. But there was some crazy stuff said, so you never know what's going to be said. I don't know. Other than that, I mean, we've had – who else did we not mention? Like you said, what makes a good coach? That's just us talking about what might fit for you. It's not going to fit for other people, and trying to help you make sure you make the right choice for the coach, because a lot of us, when we go in initially, we don't know what to look for in a coach if we've never been coached. So we just kind of people get in toxic relationships with coaches, you know, they kind of be like, oh, this is my coach, but it may not be the right fit. So they kind of, we go over what you and I have both coached for years now, and we've had many coaches, and kind of give you a general idea of what you should be looking for, red flags, things like that. We have two separate episodes with Khalil. If you want to listen to the last episode that was in December with Khalil Rountree, it's not about his UFC fighting. It's actually about Super Champ, which is his brand, his lifestyle brand that he started. And we look into like a really cool brand that was started that has like origins that you wouldn't understand. It's a clothing brand. It's a comic. It's going to be so much more from Khalil himself. It's not just some, he didn't just put his name on something, but if you want to listen to a really cool story about that, he talks about that. It's almost 2 hours, so we have a lot of cool information on that.
I just want to clarify something real quick. You were saying that you wouldn't understand, but you will understand if you listen to the podcast. Like, he explains it very,
well, yes.
Very well.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew what you meant, though.
He breaks everything down. Like, it's just something that you, if you did not hear it from his mouth, you wouldn't understand. I'm good friends with him. I talk to him on a regular basis, and I did not have a clue about this when he started it. Like, I was watching it unfold on social media, and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I just didn't get it. I wasn't into it. I just didn't get it. And then when he explained it, I'm like totally on board. So check out the Khalil, the second one. The first one is super awesome. It's really personal. Khalil, fun stories and stuff like that. The second one is about his brand, the Super Champ brand, which will be exploding soon. The Nakmoy Legends with Brett. He is a WBC champion, Lion Fight champion. That was a cool interview. Talks about how he started Nakmoy Legends and how they go about getting licensing and compensation to the legends of Muay Thai in Thailand, so they don't just scalp their image and sell it off. They actually take care of the fighters that they represent on their clothing and things like that. That was really cool. Gotta mention Cyrus Washington.
Yeah, I was just about to
say. I mean, you can't not mention Cyrus. I mean, what did you think about that one?
That one was cool. And, you know, that one's another sleeper. I even kind of slept on it while we were talking just now. Cyrus, he keeps to himself. He's kind of, you know, introverted a little bit from what I can tell. But then once we like started talking to him and he started opening up, like, man, this guy's got a story. Yeah. You know, he was the first Lithuanian champion that was a Westerner, you know, before Dave was. He's fought Dave. He worked at a nightclub. He got shot in the leg, was on the shelf for a while, came back, recovered, just fought. It's just a really, really interesting guy. And he's just super positive and humble. He's just a real cool guy to talk to.
100%. I agree. He got shot. I mean, you didn't even really know that happened. And I researched it a little and I was like, I brought it up and he's like, oh yeah, that happened. Like, people don't ask him about that.
He's like not one of those guys that like was sitting there bragging about it or anything. And, you know,
no.
he had a hard life too,
yep.
You know, getting in trouble when he was younger and being incarcerated for, you know, drugs or gang activity or whatever it was that, you know, he got into when he was younger. And he, you know, he talks about that a little bit, but we kind of had to drag that out of him. He wasn't like being super braggy about it or anything. He was just like saying, you know, like how, you know, basically martial arts, you know, saved his life, helped him focus, this and that. It was just a really good positive episode.
Yeah, definitely. And Ryan Couture, Randy Couture's son, we had him on. Super nice guy, great to talk to. Another Vegas like regular that we've run into. The highs and lows of combat sports. You know, we talk about, it's another episode that we just talked, you and I, about what it feels like to be on the highest of highs and what it, you know, the toll it takes on you when you're there and then you lose. You know, just different ways to deal with that, stuff like that. Gregory Sanzo, I mean, he had some damn stories. from being locked up in Bangkok prison. He's a professional Muay Thai fighter. Man, yeah, we have. I mean, geez, if you look through the episodes, and hopefully you listen to this episode, and then you're like, oh, I should check that out, because you know, Joe Henley, Leonidas from The Ultimate Fighter season 11, he was super nice, super cool guy. Met him in Phuket. It's cool to have him on. We have you and I had an episode just talking about traditions of in martial arts. You know, have they gone by the wayside? Are they outdated? We had a question and answer, which actually we should do again soon. We had Panda, Matt from One Fight Team. He was our old teammate, and I mean, yeah, just check them out. And we're just gonna keep adding to it. So. I appreciate everybody listening. I know you do too. And, you know, it was cool kind of just go back and reminisce about it. It makes me want to listen to a few of these more again. So that's going to be it. I'm good. You know,
cool.
Anything else you want to put out there?
No, I think that we pretty much covered it. Yeah, it was good talking. Remembering back all these people that we had on here, and
that's going to be season one, our first year. So we're in second year already, and we're going to keep going. If you want to train Muay Thai with Kurt Brooks, go to Carson Kickboxing Club and hit him up. And what do you got? Free lesson, free training for the first.
When you come into my gym, basically the way that it works is you schedule an appointment for like an introduction to Muay Thai. You know, I'll just give you a little tour of the gym, show you some basic movements if you're a newbie, and then yeah, I'll just put you right in there in the group class with one of my seasoned students, and they'll kind of help you out, guide you along through the class. And then after you do that little free intro class, you have a free week to make up your mind and see if you want to jump into our program.
And you're offering wrestling also?
We do offer a wrestling class over there. We have NCAA All-American, Josh Nolan. He comes in and he teaches classes, which is freaking great because we got some of our kids working with him, and they're just killing it in the wrestling department. Nice. We got a tournament coming up, a jiu-jitsu tournament. It's going to be real interesting to see how these kids wrestling translates into competition.
So you have jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and Muay Thai.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, my main program, Carson Kickboxing Club, it's sharing a building with the Charles Gracie Academy, and we have all those programs under one roof. And you know, I teach in both programs. I teach the Muay Thai program. I'm also a jiu-jitsu black belt. So I teach, some of the jiu-jitsu classes over there as well.
Perfect. So check it out. If you're in the area, if you're not in the area, drive over there. Don't be a bitch.
That was the best ad I've ever heard.
I'll make a commercial.
Thanks,
for you.
Kelly.
Other than that, we've got Fight Chase. I run the website Fight Chase. I put out information on gym reviews, what to do when you're in certain areas, hotel reviews, gear reviews, my experiences, blog posts, videos are on YouTube on Fight Chase, Fight Chase on Instagram, Carson Kickboxing Club on Instagram and Facebook, Fight Chase on Instagram, Facebook. I think I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it. It's just linked to everything. Fight Chase, I have a full merchandise line on the website. Go to the fightchase.com/shop, and there's a bunch of cool shirts. We have podcast shirts on there. We have, not Pornhub shirts, not Run DMC shirts. So we have jiu-jitsu shirts. We have Muay Thai shirts. We have Fight Chase shirts. All this good stuff on there. Other than that, I think that's it. So I got to bounce. You got to bounce. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll have a new episode coming on Monday. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of every week. So not Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, however I get it out. Thank you guys for listening, and we're out of here. Thank you once again for listening to the number one combat sports podcast, the Fight Chase Muay Thai and MMA podcast. You can follow us on Fight Chase on all the social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And also, don't forget you can support us at any time going to the anchor.fm/fightchase, hit the support icon, and you can support us for as little as 99 cents a month. We truly appreciate it. Thank you for listening. And Kurt, don't say boom.
Boom.